show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, the features we give to you. So enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Phone lines open for you at 800-259-9231. That's the point of the show. We take your calls about anything, and in the absence of those, we'll bring up things that are interesting to us. And one of the things that interests me the most, I have to say, is secession. I love the idea. I think it is an idea that's time, whose time has come again. And this time it's time to pull it off without any violence happening. That would be the ideal way to go about it.
Yeah, you know, I was reading, somebody forwarded me a dig as, you know, you get these little, somebody, you know, one of your dig friends has dug this. And it lets you know about it, or they send it around or whatever. And it was one of these that we don't live in a democracy. You know how we often, we'll get those calls on the show. And I used to be that guy. Like, I used to say, we don't live in a democracy. We live in a republic. And then, you know, so I looked at the etymology of the words, and essentially they're the same thing.
Same thing.
One's Latin and one's Greek, and they both mean, like, by the people or of the people or both or, you know. And what's the point in splitting hairs on this? I know that Rome had a republic.
They allowed you to be right.
Yeah, they elected you to, they elected a Caesar, you know, a tyrant. So what's so great about a republic exactly? I think that the distinction they'd like to raise is that there's human rights inside of a republic, but
is that what they're raising? I don't know about that, because certainly the people that are in favor of democracy would not be opposed to the idea of human rights. Many of them support democracy
right.
because they believe it promotes human rights. So I think that what it really is, Mark, is the idea that, well, they get to be right about something.
And
you're wrong. See, it's actually a republic, not a democracy. We've been made these points on the air before, too.
So. Right. So, you know, and I sent that, somebody sent that around on the dig, and I'm like, you know, and I commented, what's really the point here? You know, democracy, republic, it's the same thing. You know, the fact is we've got a, you know, what is the United States? Well, it's a fascist, corporatist entity that's flushed its constitution long ago, if it ever paid attention to it in the first place. A real patriot's for secession.
You know, before we get into the story, which Wayne has, I got into a conversation at Social Sundays this week, which is a weekly gathering of liberty-minded people here in the Keene area. And a couple guys had come out from Grafton, and they're Polish, so it can be a little bit of a challenge to listen to them. So but they have really interesting things to say if you actually spend the time and the effort that it takes to listen. And of course, listening to somebody who speaks who can speak a different language and it pronounces things somewhat differently when they speak full English requires asking questions when you don't understand what they're saying. To go back and to say, whoa, wait, what was that? Or, wait, I'm sorry, what did you say there? So I, you know, kind of had to go through a bit of a lengthy conversation to get to it. But they were telling me about what the We the People guys are up to right now.
Yeah, they're going to have a Continental Convention.
Continental Congress. Right. I have to say that I'd been kind of ignoring the emails coming in from We the People because I've been a little off-put with their organization and their lack of, I didn't really feel like they were doing too much that was too effective, and so I just hadn't been paying attention. And they kind of surprised me with what it was that they were doing. So maybe I can run this by you and see if I understood them correctly, to your guys' understanding of what We the People is up to. Essentially, they're forming another Continental Congress, which is apparently where the Constitution came from originally. And so the idea is they're going to get a bunch of Americans from each state to gather together in Pennsylvania and actually go through some sort of process of figuring out what to do now. Like, okay, well, here we are here with the government doing what it's doing and tyrannizing people and being big and awful and oppressive. And we're about sick and tired of it, so what are we going to do as a result of it? Well, they're getting together to discuss that. But I just love the idea that essentially what they're doing is the same thing that the people a couple hundred years ago did. Now, I'm not saying that what they're doing has any legitimacy. It didn't have any legitimacy back then either. It's still a bunch of men and women, in this case probably women, back then it was probably just men, but men and women in a room together, sitting around writing things down on paper and declaring them to apply to everyone else. So their process, whatever it is they end up doing in Pennsylvania at this second Continental Congress of 2009 or whatever. Third. Okay, I guess it was the first one was what was the Articles of Confederation? Did that come from the first one?
I think that the Second Continental Congress was what declared the United States to be, you know, separate, and there was one before that that was of, you know, less value.
I see. Well, shows what I know about the history.
I wouldn't bet my my mortgage on what I just said either.
Yeah. So, but I love the idea because basically, if this Continental Congress meets and decides that, okay, well, this government's gone too far, it's overboard, there's no reining it back in, we're now advocating secession and we're going to form our own new country. If they went ahead and just kind of did that and started the North American states of North America or whatever in response to it, the free states of North America, then their Continental Congress would be no less valid than the one that came before it.
If I got to name my own country or state, I think I'd use I'd use Uranus, just so that I could say it more often. or Eager Beaver.
United States of Uranus.
Yep.
So I just kind of thought it was a neat idea. I don't know what's going to come out of it, but it's, I think, something worth taking a look at to see where it is they decide to go with this, because I know they're darn fed up with the federal government. I mean, this is a group of people that has been trying for years to get the federal government people to just answer some questions. They've had a group of questions that they've been asking over and over again in various different venues, by various different means, and they've gotten nothing in response.
Nope.
They've been ignored. They've been rejected. The Supreme Court has basically told them that you may ask, but we have no obligation to answer. And in the meantime, keep paying your taxes, folks. So they're going to do something about this, and it'll be interesting to see what.
Well, if there's any doubt in any of our minds that the federal government wasn't in bed with the Wall Street banksters, I guess in the last 6 months to a year, I guess we've all seen what the answer to that is.
Yeah, the whole system is just an absolute mess, and I don't believe there's any amount of fixing possible to it, which is, again, we come back around to the topic of secession. I'm sure that secession will be on the table for this next Continental Congress, as it should be, as many of us should begin putting this topic on the table. And literally, I mean, talking about it at the dinner table with our friends and our family members and using whatever excuses we can to discuss the idea. Who could possibly be against such a thing? Only the most avid statist, I would imagine.
Are you going to talk to your parents about it?
Yeah, if I talk to them. I don't hang out with my parents.
What's the value of the federal government to the average individual? What good does it do them?
Protection. They're keeping us safe, Mark.
From who?
From the bad guys.
The terrorists.
The world. Yes, the terrorists.
Isn't the federal government keeping Japan safe, keeping Canada safe? Isn't our federal government keeping Mexico safe? Aren't they keeping the large majority?
The whole world, yes.
Right. So why do we want to be involved and pay for that? I mean,
the world needs us, Mark. It needs
defense. Is it really fair for one house on the street to have to pay for the protection of all the houses on the street?
If that house has the biggest economy and the most money, of course it is.
Then why do I have to stick around for that?
Well, because you're here.
I want to
go somewhere else.
Well, I don't want to leave the country. I want to take my piece of land.
Oh.
I want to secede. I want to take the land that I bought and paid for with my money and get out.
Well, if you don't like it, Mark, you should just move to the Soviet Union.
Yeah, that's what I should do.
I find that as...
Try to find the Soviet Union these days.
I like the idea of being able to secede your own house. I think it's fine. I think it's as legitimate as any other political movement. Just because it's a minority of one doesn't make it any less... doesn't give it any less credence than if 25 men meet in a room and declare secession. And if we have a bunch of people declaring their secession from the federal government, what could they possibly do about it?
I don't know. What will happen to the common good?
Well, I'm not sure what that question either means.
I'm not sure what the common good is.
Yeah,
who decides?
Well, if you allow people to just withdraw like that, then there won't be anybody left to contribute to the common good.
That's right. So we have to point guns at them and make them give to the common good because that's good.
Well, that's just it about the common good. People love to trot that one out, and I'm all in favor of good for people. I like good.
Yeah, but you don't get good by forcing people to do things.
No,
threatening
exactly.
Threatening with jail cells, threatening to take away their houses, threatening to shoot them.
Might does not make right, and certainly who determines what the common good is? Apparently it's the man with
they
the most
do.
Guns at his disposal. 800-259-9231, and the idea that a bunch of men willing to do violence in order to get their way could in any way create good for people is pretty ludicrous. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls coming up.
Now, a revealing glimpse into the life of one of our most celebrated yet private novelists, John Grisham. author of the masterful new legal thriller, The Associate.
Many critics praise John Grisham's novels for their detailed portrayal of the intricacies of our legal and political systems, with a sinister twist. Steve Forbes called him America's great storyteller. Yet others dismiss Grisham for merely creating grab-it-at-the-airport novels. What does he think about it all? In an interview with BookReporter.com, John said, "I have learned not to read reviews. Period. Life is much simpler ignoring reviews. Perhaps in the end, the only critics who really count are those who vote with their wallets and buy John Grisham's books. That's over 235 million happy critics so far. And counting."
To learn more, visit jgrisham.com. If you thought Mitch McGeer was in trouble in The Firm, wait until you meet The Associate. Kyle McAvoy is a brilliant young attorney, a rookie associate at the world's largest law firm, but he also has a dark secret, one that falls into the wrong hands. He's coerced into taking part in a scheme that could send him to prison or get him killed, making his first case his last. The Associate, John Grisham at his pulse-pounding, page-turning best. Available now, wherever books are sold.
Are taxes, food, energy, housing, medical forcing Americans into poverty? Is free enterprise flawed, or is our monetary system forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? The answers are in Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about the Fed and central banking. Hi, Ted Anderson. I will give a U.S. silver dollar to everyone who purchases this book. Call 800-686-2237. It's critical to be made aware of the system. Get your copy today, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well-respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, the features we give to you. So enjoy those on us, including the wiki. We've got over 1,800 pages created by listeners like you. You can go to wiki.freetalklive.com, get interactive for free. Lots of stuff to do there. It's like the listener editable version of our website. wiki.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. You want a shot at liberty in your lifetime? The Free State Project may very well be the best one out there. Go and get all the details at freestateproject.org. The short version is that it's an organization dedicated to move against many liberty-minded individuals all to the same place. And if you don't think that will make a difference for liberty, what do you think will? Head over to freestateproject.org and get on board, because they just crossed the 9,000 member mark. Hopefully you'll be one of the first 10,000 members. Imagine that we'll probably get to 10,000 by the end of this year, and hopefully we'll crack 1,000 movers by the end of this year. That would certainly be nice. Some would argue that already 1,000 people have moved, it's just they haven't updated their profiles yet. I don't know if I believe that. I don't think that to be the case. I think that mover numbers are relatively low, and I think that many of the folks that thought they could make it by the end of the first 1,000 pledge just weren't able to. They just weren't able to come to that. I think we're going to see a good amount of movers this year, and the amount will continue to increase, and it's really exciting what's going on up here.
Lauren Canario made an analogy, and I have to, she's one of the civil disobedience types around here, and I think it's a really apt one, is that as far as the number goes in the Free State Project, that getting to 20,000, mm-hmm. although I think it's a great idea, in the Free State Project, it would be a news story that would likely, go places, and it would get a certain amount of people to move, that the number is sort of moving mannequins around in the store window. People are going to move or they're not going to move, and they're going to be active or they're not going to be active. And currently there are a lot of people that have moved, hundreds of them, certainly, if not 1,000. And they are rather active, as evidenced by more than 100 people, I'd say, at the seatbelt hearing in Concord. And then, there's all kinds of people that are involved in civil disobedience and local politics and all, just different things that are going on. So I know that there's a lot of people and that they're quite active. So that's what counts. That's what really does something. Signing up is great, and it moves us closer to that number, and it'll get us a little more news story. Maybe a few more people will move as a result. But I think what's more important is picking up and moving to New Hampshire.
Yep, so we'll see you here. Head over to freestateproject.org. Get more information there as we continue with take your phone calls here and talk to you about anything. Let's go to Dave in the People's Republic of Somewhere. Hello, Dave. You're on the air. Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's going on?
I'm going to talk about the first police state in the Americas.
The first?
You know which one that is?
Not sure.
One of the original colonies, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
They're into a lot of firsts. They were the first state to have a state police department.
Mm. Yeah, that's not good.
They were a first state police department to get mobile radios.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder what kind of deal they worked with the FCC on that. Recently, they're the first state to imprison children for fun and profit.
Do you explain what you mean by that?
Did you hear the story about a couple judges in Pennsylvania, I think in Lucerne County, I don't really know how to pronounce it correctly, but they got paid $2.6 million to push through a juvenile detention center by a private company,
mm-hmm.
and then they guaranteed to keep it fully stocked.
Yeah, well, that would figure, right? I mean, they've got their buddies in industry, and they got to do what it takes to make sure they can make some money, huh?
Oh, yeah. So they've been putting these kids away. Keeping them locked up. Like, there was one example that really blew me away, was some kid mocked his teacher.
Mm.
So he got 90 days in juvie.
That's crazy.
Hell, at least you didn't sit down in time to get your 90 days.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, last night we had Alex on the show, and he was talking about how they were threatening. Now, he's in New Jersey, but he was talking about how they were threatening him with expulsion for not standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Sounds to me like if he was in Pennsylvania, they'd expel him and put him into one of these detention centers.
Oh, yeah.
That's
so anyway,
scary stuff.
Apparently there's a giant class action suit with hundreds, maybe even thousands of children. And now the taxpayers are going to have to make them whole for what these judges did.
Mm. And will that stop the depredations into the future? Not very likely. I mean, even if they file, or even if the judge finds in favor of the class action people, will that stop them from abusing more people on into the future?
Well,
who really
believes
that?
Mean that they need another agency to oversee the overseeing
there
agency.
You go. Now you're thinking.
That's what we need.
Great call, Dave. Thank you for it. 800-259-9231 to Frank in New York. Frank, you are on Free Talk Live.
I want to wish everyone a happy Chinese New Year, belatedly, of course.
Right. We love that.
And it's been a while since I've been on the phone, I think about 3 months, so I hope everything is going well.
Thank you,
I don't want to shut down the optimism, but the news from
the World Economic Forum
is pretty bad, as you know. As you guys have been reading the world press and the different newspapers.
Oh, you can't shut down my optimism, Frank. But go ahead and try.
Well, it's interesting. I think the best statement was by the Nobel Prize winner in economics, Stiglitz, regarding the fact that let the banks go bankrupt, with the exception of the people savings that are insured by the FDIC. And these endless bailouts are literally rewarding those that got us into this mess. And the whole notion of regulation has been reexamined over in Switzerland. And right now, actually, the blame has been placed upon the American bankers as well as the Wall Streeters with due justification. And the global situation is dire for everyone. So, that's basically the news from Davos, and it's always a barometer. That is one of the major conferences of the West.
So what are you predicting here, Frank?
Well, I'm predicting tremendous economic collapse. And what I mean by that will be gradual. I see the Dow going down to below 4,000 before it achieves equilibrium. And I think we're going to see the market on February 9th and 10th sort of collapse globally. And by collapse globally, I mean maybe losing 10% in one trading day.
Why the 9th or 10th?
Certain indexes will be new. And also, no one is buying our T-bills, our foreign debt. Our debt is not being acquired by the Europeans or the Asians, which has been the past, in the past 30 years, that seems to have been a no-brainer, but...
Wayne, you're sitting here nodding.
So I have to agree with him. And what they have to do when foreigners won't buy it now is because Americans used to buy them. And then as Americans had less savings and they were blowing the money on houses. And
they're not paying any interest now, as you know.
Yes.
The Bank of England, the EU Bank in Frankfurt, and the Chinese banks, the Chinese Central Bank, none of them are paying any interest on their debt instruments. And this is the first time in history that's happened.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That says
all right,
something.
Frank, call us back on the 9th and the 10th and let us know how that goes.
Yeah, I do want to hear that. Frank, what do you suggest for people? What should they do with their money right now?
I really think that we've lost in the last 18 months about 50% of Western capital through finance.
Buy gold?
And I have a feeling, I think gold is great, but from what I've heard, people cannot buy gold.
It's difficult. Thank you, Frank, for the call. More coming up. You can bring up what you want, because there's a lot of people out there looking for it. Free Talk Live.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's ORGANICA seed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
Time is more precious than money. You could be running out of time. I want to share something with you about your body. Quote, make no mistake about it, parasites are the most toxic agents in the human body. They are one of the primary underlying causes of diseases and are the most basic cause of a compromised immune system. Dr. Hazel Parcells, PhD. Quote, we have a tremendous parasite problem right here in the U.S. It is just not being addressed. Dr. Peter Wina, quote, in terms of numbers, there are more parasitic infections acquired in this country than in Africa. Dr. Frank Nova, chief of the Laboratory for Parasitic Diseases of the National Institute of Health. As you can see, parasites are more dangerous than you think. For about $1 a day, you can rid yourself of all parasites. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Call us, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea. Make an investment in your life. And P.S., I really like it.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you to bring up anything is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Again, 800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They are yours right there on the front page of the website. Free for you at freetalklive.com. And I want to invite you to adameve.com, where you can get a really nice special offer. In fact, if you go to adameve.com, you'll get a 50% off discount on one item when you use the code FTL in the coupon checkout. Plus, with your order of $17 or more, they'll throw in a free gift. Get 50% off with offer code FTL at adameve.com. That's adameve.com. We continue with your phone calls, and we'll talk to, I believe, no, Bernie's gone. Let's go to Tom in New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom, in New Hampshire, going once. Tom in New Hampshire, going twice.
Hey, Archie!
Okay, now,
Tom, what's on your mind?
I want to point something out.
Yes, sir.
It's not really fair, you know, to stereotype everybody under 21 because of all these teenagers getting killed in drunk driving crashes, especially when some of them were killed by older adults and were not even doing anything wrong, but they still wind up in those statistics. But yet, somehow, it's not. Not okay, even though they do that, it's not okay to stereotype all the cops because of cops that drive around drunk and crash and kill people. You know, I think
that's not fair.
Double standard.
Some cops drive drunk, some don't. So that's not fair.
And that's right. I just wanted to bring up, in all fairness, a documented case, okay, a true story on January 12th of 2005. Bridgeton, Missouri police officer Scott Armstrong was on duty and he was driving a patrol car and he was sober. And we know that he was sober because they did an autopsy after a drunk cop going the wrong way on Highway 370 smashed into him head on. So we know that he was sober. Now the difference between him and the teenager, like, a woman from Derry, New Hampshire, Caitlin Contreras. She was 19, and she was killed by a drunk driver who was 53. So she's on those statistics that are used to promote bigotry and state-sponsored violence against 19-year-old women.
Yep, they absolutely. She absolutely is. She's considered what a drunk
alcohol-related
driving alcohol-related death of teenagers.
And but the cop that was killed by another cop in the head-on crash, the sober cop, is on the Officer Down Memorial page as a fallen hero, and they named that stretch of highway the Officer Scott Armstrong Memorial Highway.
But the teenagers don't get their own highways named after them. Interesting point, yeah. Tom. Thank you for the call. 800-259-9231. Actually, we've got Ernie on the line in Nebraska. Ernie, you are on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ernie. Going once in Nebraska. Ernie. Going twice. Let's try instead Gene in Tennessee.
Hello.
On the amp line. Oh, wait a minute. Do we have hello?
Hello, this is Ernie.
Ernie, you're on the air.
Yeah. Hey, earlier you were talking about democracy versus republic. I wanted to clarify that real quick and then get on to my corruption in the courts.
Please, sure, give me another view on this, because my view is just cynical as hell.
Democracy versus liberty.
Well, wait,
Republic's
not liberty,
sir.
A
book called Democracy and Liberty by William E. H. Leckie, two-volume set. Democracy always devolves into anarchy and then tyranny. In a democracy, 51% of the people can vote to eat the other 49. It's mob rule,
right.
Period.
Well,
in a republic, the minority does have rights.
I understand that the distinction that's made. However, people had rights essentially in Greece, where the terminology democracy came from. And did they have rights really in the Roman Republic?
Well, wait a minute. Do we have rights
where
today?
They owned people?
We are slaves of the state by having a federal asset tag number called a Social Security number. You are a subject of the federal government. You are not a sovereign citizen.
Ernie, I understand the distinction you're making, that a republic has to have rights, but a republic, by definition, doesn't have to have rights, that I can tell. In the Roman Republic, which would be where we must have gotten that terminology from, they owned people, right?
Well, you're supposed to have rights. It's a representative republic, as opposed to a true democracy.
Representatives?
So hold on. A point of clarification.
Do your representatives truly represent you and recognize your rights?
No, they can't possibly. There's no way. It's all a fantasy.
That's a problem.
Well, it's you're splitting hairs about the definition. Is from what I can tell, is the people that would say that a democracy. You know, we live in a democracy. Well, they would say that we have rights,
and they would say that they want rights,
and that they don't want that 51% can eat the 49%. That they would say that a democracy, of course, it has rights, and they, you know, the people that want, you know, that want to say that we live in a republic, they're going to say, well, a republic is distinguished because it has rights. And I would, you know, at some point would have said the same thing. However, I don't see much definition, you know, much to back up the definition that a republic, in fact, is defined by it having rights. I mean, the best I can tell what a republic is.
In a republic, the people's inherent God-given inalienable rights are supposed to be recognized. In a true democracy, it's mob rule.
Right.
Majority rules, period.
But there haven't been true democracies except on local levels because it just wouldn't work.
Right.
And so, I mean, we don't live in a true democracy. I do, actually. I live in a town where you can choose to go once a year and vote on the ordinances. So I do live in a true democracy.
Well, we're all grateful slaves. That's the thing that's out there. It was written in 1993 by a pen in the name of Payne's Torch. Anyway, main reason I called was corruption in our court system. Our courts across the country, in every local county court, commit fraud and extortion knowingly against the people of the country. And I'm talking about in family law courts. I can tell you about a case currently going on here in Nebraska where a judge has admitted to the fraud and extortion. Silence equals consent, United States versus Tweel. If you do not respond to allegations in court, then it's deemed that you've admitted them.
Wow.
In this particular case, the judge found that the woman admitted to all of the allegations in the man's complaint and therefore did grant joint shared parenting, but she had admitted that she had waived her parental rights, so he should have got sole custody. The other part of it was equal responsibilities and equal rights. the court, what they did was they still have him paying the same amount of child support, even though they have equal time now.
Mm.
And child support, in all 50 states, there is no requirement that a single penny be spent for the benefit of the children.
No.
It becomes the property of the recipient.
Right. They you're supporting this income. So in this case, you're saying that he's paying the same amount, and she has not had her amount changed, even though she now has more custody?
No. She had full time with the children, and he had like every other weekend. Now he's got more time.
He's
still paying the same amount going directly to her. But in all 50 states, there's no requirement that a single penny be spent for the children. It constitutes fraud because it's spousal support. They can use it any way they want.
It's one of the many areas in which the extortion goes on. I mean, you cite family court, but it also goes on in your average traffic court and any other court of arraignment.
You know, the family court's definitely slanted towards the woman. I mean, it just seems to be that way. A friend of mine, as a matter of fact, the guy we used to work with, he would pay his child support, but he had the kids full time.
Yeah,
he paid the child support basically as a paid it basically as a bribe in order to keep the kids.
Well, I can tell you why they don't change it. States make money from the federal government in reimbursement funds for every dollar they run through the child support collection system. So they don't want child support going away. They don't want equal custody, and the extortion, they use your own property against you and say, we're going to hold your property. We're going to continue to take it unless you submit. Waive your right to privacy and submit private personal financial data so we can recalculate and decide whether or not we're going to take any less of your property. That's the extortion.
Yeah.
Fraud is the child support constitutes actually spousal support in practice because it becomes the property of the recipient with no requirement that any of it be spent for the children.
And if you don't if you don't do what they say, they'll put you in a jail cell. And good luck seeing your kids then. Thanks for the call, dude. 800-259-9231.
Makes a lot of sense putting a guy in a jail cell that hasn't paid his child support, does it?
Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. We continue with your phone calls about whatever you want here in moments. You can bring up anything. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock, and what I'm about to tell you is true. My real Social Security number is 457-55-5462. You may think I'm crazy, but I know my identity is safe. At LifeLock, every member is covered by our $1 million total service guarantee.
Every 3 seconds, someone's identity is stolen. It's not just the money that's being stolen. It's your reputation, your credit, and your valuable time to fix the huge mess. At LifeLock, we aim to prevent identity theft before it happens, and if anything happens while you're a client of LifeLock, you'll be protected by our exclusive $1 million total service guarantee. With LifeLock, you'll also see a huge reduction in junk mail and pre-approved credit offers. Call 1-800-603-6487 right now and get 30 days of LifeLock for free. Protect yourself and your family from identity theft. And when you call right now, get 30 days free. Call now, 1-800-603-6487. That's 1-800-603-6487. Again, 1-800-603-6487.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
Do you want to pay for the government bailout of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac? You may have no choice. Obviously, taxpayers are on the hook for over $6 trillion. That's right, $1 trillion in mortgages held by these two corporations. The part that most people don't realize is that this bailout can have significant adverse effects on their 401ks and IRAs. Unless you're planning to help pay for this bailout with your personal retirement funds, you need to act now. The solution is to fund a self-directed IRA with gold and silver. Put your retirement money beyond the reach of government financiers today by calling 1-866-323-5665. SafeGrow IRAs are just a phone call away. That's 1-866-323-5665. Mike or Jim at Midas Resources can help you protect your retirement nest egg. Get informed and ask for our free report on the unseen fallout of the Fannie Freddie rescue. Call 1-866-323-5665.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The toll-free number for you is 800-259-9231. And as always, you can bring up whatever you want. Again, 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Wayne.
And Mark. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features we give to you. So enjoy those on us. If you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier. Join the AMP program for as little as $3 a month. We take that money in and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations around the country, bringing more internet listeners on board, and helping expose new people to the ideas of freedom. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com and learn more. Get signed up. You'll get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room, forum, and more. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. And speaking of the AMP call-in lines, we're going to go to those next. Gene is on the line in Tennessee. Gene, you're on the air on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, you know, I thought that Christian anarchist was something I thought up until I looked on the internet and found somebody else already invented the term, but I just discovered another one. I thought, came to me today, you know, that green is the new red, meaning that the green people are really the new communists in the country. You know, they're the ones wanting everybody to pay for their silly little programs.
Well, I don't know if that's, I mean, yeah, that might be a fair generalization, but certainly there are people out there that just want clean air and clean water to breathe and drink.
And there are plenty of people out there that want communism and socialism.
Right.
And they don't care about the environment.
That's one way to do it, but I think I agree with you that the environmental movement has been hijacked by socialists.
Yeah.
Because they can say, well, you humans are doing this, so therefore we need to have big government to control you idiots.
Of course, green is the new red is referring to them being, using the power of the government to make all of us pay for their silly programs.
Yeah, that's
but
the biggest problem.
I did find a website. There's actually a website, Green is the New Red.
Nice.
But it took it the other way. The way I meant it was that they're the new commies, but on the website, Green is the New Red, they're claiming that the greenies, the eco people, are being persecuted by the government the way that they persecuted the Reds during the McCarthy era.
Interesting.
That's a stretch.
What evidence do they have for that?
Well, they got some green eco-terrorists, they called them, that have gone to prison for a long period of time, you know, burning down labs and things.
Because it's okay to burn down labs as long as you do it for the right reason.
Yeah, as long as you're setting the animals free or whatever, right?
Whatever.
It's okay to destroy people's property as long as you have the right thing in your heart.
The other thing I wanted to discuss on this green theme is all these hybrid cars they're coming out with. And I want to caution anybody that's thinking about buying one of these pieces of crap that's called a hybrid car. Number one, they're not green. Number two, they're very expensive.
Yes, and a huge carbon footprint, by the way.
Isn't the battery also full of all kinds of nasty stuff in there?
Yeah, and if you're in a major accident with one of these things, you could be electrocuted, or the rescue workers could be. Because
these things are a death trap. You have high voltage, because typically these electrical motors are running at over 100 volts DC. You have chemicals in all the batteries. And then, on top of all that, with the electrical spark hazard, you have a tank full of gasoline. I mean, this thing is a bomb. It's just waiting to go off. All you have to do
now,
is...
Now, come on, let's be fair, Gene. How many of them have actually exploded like a bomb?
How good of a bomb is it? Because if it doesn't go off very often, it's not a very good bomb.
I guarantee you in a couple of years they're going to be pulling these things off the road saying that...
They've been out for a decade now. You'd think one of them would have gone tick, 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 boom, right?
Oh, they've been blowing up. I mean, I
haven't seen
any
news stories.
They've been blowing up. You just haven't heard about it.
You're right. You're right. I haven't heard about it.
It would be a media conspiracy to suppress those stories.
Now, Gene, just out of curiosity, I don't know much about the electricity stuff. What is 100 volts DC worse than 100 volts AC? I know that it's...
Much worse.
What, 110 or something coming out of your socket? I can handle that every once in a while.
DC is much worse.
The amperage
is higher,
right? DC will
kill you twice as fast as AC will. That's why they went to AC instead of DC, was because it was a safer... transmission method.
So what's the equivalent in AC electricity?
Oh, I wouldn't know.
Oh, so.
But
okay.
The thing about the carbon footprint, and I did want to touch on that, because these cars, number one, they cost, they take considerably more energy to build than a regular car.
That's right.
They consume less fuel during their lifetime, that's for sure, but they don't consume that much less. If you took an economy car and compare it to these cars, they're consuming maybe 10% less in fuel. That's not really a big saving.
Especially considering you're paying twice as much or whatever, right? I mean, they're pretty expensive.
And then after 5 years, your maintenance cost is ridiculous because you've got, you know, it's time to change out the batteries. The batteries have to be properly disposed of. And after 10 years, you're going to have to scrap that car out at who knows what cost. You know, the cost of that is not even known. So... these cars are not green at all. They're probably pollute more than any other car out there.
Another thing that they said that I've read about them is that originally when I looked at these things, is they had just incredible, the Honda Insight, which is the one that the little tiny one with the wheel covers. A friend of mine has one, and they were rated at like 70 miles per gallon or something like that when I had looked at them previously. But, right, and the thing is they've changed recently within the last couple of years the standards by which they rate them, because these cars were essentially made in order to, you know, push those standards. And it was somehow very unlikely the way that, you know, it was a way that people don't drive is how they rate them.
And anyway, back in the 60s when I was growing up, we had Volkswagen Beetles with 35 horsepower engines that would get 50 miles to the gallon. Now, today, your best vehicle out there, your most economical car out there, can't hardly get 50 miles to the gallon.
Yeah.
So we've made zero progress in 50 years.
You know, the whole green obsession is very interesting. It's really quite a fad, and it's caught
on religion.
Well, and you can see it everywhere, too. I mean, it seems like every company now has to prove how green they are. And, you know, if they're really doing something that's helping the environment, then I say, great, more power to them. But how much of it is really just marketing? How much of it is, well, let's slap a label on our product and say we're green and we'll go, you know, turn the lights off every hour or something, you know, every once a day, and that way we can claim we're saving energy and we're a new green company. I just wonder how much of it is just market speak. It's just in order to get the greenies to buy their products and make them essentially feel good about themselves. I mean, that's essentially what a lot of the organic food movement is about, right? Is making people feel good about themselves and charging them three times as much.
I agree that it's about, well, there's some other stuff, you know, mixed in with the organic. First off, some people are sensitive to pesticides, period. Some people have, you know, people are different. They're not all the same. And
look what they're doing with the peanuts.
What are they doing with peanuts?
They've taken it away from the airlines. They've taken it out of a lot of restaurants and stuff because
allergies.
Less than 1% of the population reacts to peanuts. So now nobody else is allowed to have peanuts anymore.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
It's peanut butter sandwiches. There's some schools where the kids aren't even allowed to take peanut butter sandwiches to school because the kids sitting next to them might have an allergic reaction.
Right, so maybe we'll all have to eat mush someday. Thanks, Gene, for the call. 800-259-9231, government-approved mush.
One thing that organic farms do, and I'm not sure what the advantage is, I just know that they do this, is that they allow small farmers in the local vicinity to survive. If you tried to compete essentially with the big farms out there and the grocery stores and that kind of thing, you just wouldn't make any money just running a small farm.
Yeah, the small farmers also have more incentive to take care of their land, and they're actually growing the food in a more traditional manner, which is what people want.
More, rather than having a 3,000-mile
Caesar salad is not doesn't really make sense anymore. Nutritionally, it never made sense, but economically, it's making less sense all the time. But when you have to pick things in California and ship them to the East Coast, for example, you can't pick them ripe, so they don't have as many nutrients in them as if you pick them when they're ripe. It's the difference between having a garden in your backyard and picking a tomato or buying it from the supermarket where it's like pink cardboard.
Yes.
So, you know, there is value in that. So the marketplace does want traditionally grown agriculture doesn't use a lot of chemicals, so.
But there's something to this whole organic nonsense. I mean, I've heard stories, and I haven't been able to check them out, of people selling organic firewood for a $50 premium on top of, I mean, organic firewood.
That's a little ridiculous.
I mean, let's be serious here.
You know what the biggest problem with the organic standard now is that the USDA has sort of muscled.
Taken it over,
because then that's one-stop shopping for those who want to compromise the standard. If you want to buy your food and have it be grown under a certain standard, you want to make sure that that standard is constant. And in the old days, there were more independent certification bodies, statewide and private, that would certify. And they're still out there. But the USDA organic symbol or whatever doesn't really make a lot of difference to me.
Isn't the USDA the same organization that allows honey manufacturers to market honey that is essentially mostly corn syrup, but they can call it grade A or something like that?
I've heard something like that. I'm not familiar with that exactly.
Yeah, so it seems kind of shifty.
I don't trust the government to do anything correctly.
Right.
But I prefer to have private organizations certify a farm as organic if they're they're practicing the things that people want.
And those certifications do exist.
And they do
there
exist.
Are private organic
right.
certifications.
And they mean more to me than the USDA stamp does.
Sure, and as it should be.
Yeah, I'm not sure of the value of organics. I mean, I've eaten regular food out of the grocery store, and I feel fine. But, you know, some people want it, and if it'll get a premium for local farmers, I'm for it.
Hey, yeah, I mean, whatever. If people want to spend three times as much, if the taste
that's not
is
three times as much.
Some of them seem so pricey in comparison, but you're probably right. Maybe it's two times as much. All right, more coming up here. Hour number two is on the way. You can bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson introducing a new way to listen to GCN on your cell phone. If you own a smartphone like BlackBerry, iPhone, or Arnold G1, there's a free application called Flycast. Simply download, install, and within minutes, you'll be listening to your favorite GCN shows from the convenience of your phone. Go to GCNlive.com, download the Flycast application, and begin listening in a whole new way. The place to go to is GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com, application Flycast.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.